Well, happy July 3rd, Colorado. Welcome to the Dan Caplis Show. I am your guest host, Jennifer Kearns, hopefully not a heavyweight, contributor to the Washington Times, the Blaze, and the Heritage Foundation's Daily Signal. I also served as the spokesperson for the Colorado recalls, kicking Michael Bloomberg's butt with one hand tied behind my back. Welcome to the show this morning, this great Friday morning, taking you into the Independence Day holiday weekend. Thanks for being along with us today as you're in your cars, heading out of town, heading up to the mountains, or just getting some work done around the house. Thanks for joining us. We have a great show lined up with all of your favorites, plus a few surprises here today, taking you into your 4th of July holiday weekend. Hey, without further ado, I'd like to bring in two gentlemen who you just heard filling in for Peter Boyles, the great Peter Boyles, on the Peter Boyles Show. These are two gentlemen you've become very familiar with over the last 2 weeks, and many of us have become very familiar with them over the last few years on the radio there in Denver. These are two men who have stood on principles of liberty, in fact, and they are two men who won't be silenced. Welcome, Randy Corporon and Ken Clark.
Jennifer, it is great to be with you on the Dan Caplis Show, and you are our D.C. correspondent today. This is awesome.
Well, that's right. Hey, I have to give you guys kudos as well as all of the guys at the studio there. That morning shift is brutal. I had the honor and privilege of filling in for Peter Boyles a couple of weeks ago, and just having to set my alarm for that 2:45 a.m. wake-up time is brutal. So kudos to you guys for delivering a great show today, and to Peter Boyles and those guys who do it every single day, what patriots they are and what patriots you guys are. So I'm glad to see not much has changed since I left the state of Colorado. The GOP is still highly dysfunctional, and you guys are lighting it up on the radio waves, holding everyone accountable.
Well, Jennifer, one of the many texts that I got during the Peter Boyles Show this morning was from a local advocate and activist, and she asked the specific question, what can we do specifically here in Colorado to win in 2016, particularly in light of our party being in a divided state right now? And it is a disaster. The leadership choice that was made turned out to be a bad one. I don't know how much longer that's going to be able to last, given all of the smoke and mirrors that are going on right now. But I think the thing that people need to remember is it's all local. It all starts in your local community, in your neighborhood. Heck, it starts at your family table. You can activate people. Find that one candidate that lights you up. Find that one issue when the ballot initiatives come up. In Colorado, the Jeffco school board races look like there are going to be some recalls there. That's something everybody who wants to make a difference in the state needs to be a part of. And it's so cool to be on the air with you, because when we were at the old station, you were a regular part of our lineup and a regular part of our activism as well. In fact, you really were the queen of the recall movement.
Well, I and several other key folks, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, Randy. I have to tell people some radio history here. I was first on Colorado talk radio in that state with you and Ken. So this is actually sort of a deja vu moment. You guys were the first people who ever took a chance on me and put me on the radio. This was back in, I think, spring of 2013, before the recalls really got started, actually January of 2013, excuse me. So the three of us have really been sort of the musketeers of sorts. I know your radio show has a great revolving door of great grassroots activists. I think that's what makes has made your shows both so great over the years. But yeah, definitely a special moment. And I really appreciate folks like you guys who are so good at what you do, just like Peter Boyles, that you don't mind bringing other people along with you. So certainly my thanks goes out to you. I certainly got my start in Colorado because the two of you gentlemen.
Well, and Jennifer, you know, you're absolutely right. That is what we do. That is what we tried to do, because one of the things we wanted to open up to was all of those people out there that are working so hard in the trenches. And you came to Colorado, made a big splash, and got to work. You didn't just sit around staring at things and talking about it. You were working very, very hard, and you were the spokesperson for the Colorado recalls. And that was in a historic event in Colorado. It had never happened before. I mean, we took the then president of the Senate and kicked him to the curb. I mean, how often does that happen?
Well, and these had national implications as well.
And Michael Bloomberg spent millions of dollars in the state of Colorado and was given John Morris hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to defend that seat. We took him on, you took him on, and we beat him.
That's right. And you know what I find most compelling about that, and this dovetails into your point quite nicely, is not a single person that was involved in the recalls had ever had formal political training or formal political experience. If you look at the guys from the Basic Freedom Defense Fund who were on the Peter Boyle show quite a bit throughout 2013 in studio and from all four corners of the state, literally, none of those guys had ever had formal political training. They were six guys who said, you know what, we're going to stand up. We're not going to take this sitting down. And they decided to start a recall. And if you look at the other six guys from Pueblo, the Pueblo Freedom and Rights, Victor Head and all those guys, James Brown and Ernest and all those guys from Pueblo.
Mike McAlpine.
Yeah, they did the same thing. And so it's really a testament to the power of the grassroots. But also I will say this, because I have lived and worked in other states. It really is a testament to the power of the people of the swing state of Colorado. There is a reason that you guys are a quintessential swing state, and that is you're independent-minded, you're independent thinkers. That doesn't mean you're not Republicans, not conservatives, not liberty folks. Doesn't mean you're even necessarily a registered independent. It just means that you do not wait for orders to act. You do not wait for someone to give you permission to take matters into your own hands. And I think that's what's so phenomenal about the state of Colorado. Now, I want to recap this for our listeners. For anyone who might have been on vacation, you know, it is the summer months. Also, because this issue has some intramural feel of politics that people don't normally follow, I want to recap for a moment exactly what happened in your situation, because the theme of this show today, as Dan Kaplis has been so gracious to turn the microphone over to me for the next less than 2 hours now. The theme of today's show really is, we will not be silenced. And I think you guys are two shining examples of that. So I want to just go back a couple of weeks. You have the situation when I was filling in for Peter Boyles a couple of weeks ago. We learned late on a Monday night that the GOP chairperson, Steve House, had been confronted about some both personal and political baggage in his background. And some people not happy with his leadership. He apparently, after this meeting, tendered his resignation. And then about an hour and a half later, actually rescinded that resignation. And so began the firestorm. Randy covered this on his program the next day. I covered it on the Peter Boyle show the next day. And, you know, we were really the only two folks who were covering it other than Lynn Bartles. So I think that's the power and the speed of talk radio and being an activist, is having that finger on the pulse. And I just want to recap for folks here the sacrifice as we go into the 4th of July weekend. And I'm not trying to put you guys up on a pedestal and say you're beyond human, because you're not. I know you both.
Thanks so much, Jennifer. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I was about to say one better than the other. But I'll say this. As we go into the 4th of July weekend, we look at the sacrifice that our founding fathers made and the principles they stood upon to make this nation great. And I look at the two of you guys and I say, wow, look what you gave up. You gave up your place at the microphone, and you both had daily programs, and you were willing to walk away in order to do what was right. So just walk us through that decision process a bit. For those who don't know, you guys were attempting to tell both sides of the story as it relates to the fall of the GOP chairman. And you had some guests on, and radio station management didn't like those guests, and they basically pulled the plug on you guys. And instead of just saying, okay, we'll roll over, you guys took a stand and you said, you know what? It's not worth it for me to be at this microphone unless I can say what needs to be said. Kind of walk us through that decision process, if you will.
Well, real quick, the kind of the way this went down, and you're right, Jennifer, there was a lot of controversy going on with the chairman of the Colorado GOP, and that the but And Tom Tancredo and the chairman were both regulars on Brand X Radio, which were where we came from. I'd been on the air, as you are aware,
for Brand Z.
Brand Z, yeah. I'd been on the air over there for 5 years. Never once had I put the radio station in jeopardy. Never had I done anything that would, in other words, diminish that brand. I just haven't done it. So we're talking about the largest story going on in the state of Colorado at the moment, which was that controversy. So we were hitting it pretty good. Randy and I were very, very much in the know, as well as Chris Cook, who did Grassroots Radio Colorado as well. And so all of a sudden, we get this email. We received it. All the show hosts did. And it said, for the time being, these people are banned from going on the air with you. And there were reasons given and that I reached out immediately and shot back an email to Don Crawford Jr. And I said, look, wait a second. This is the hottest story going right now. We are very much in the know of what's going on. And when the truth comes out, and it will, you're going to find that Tom Tancredo is going to be vindicated. And, you know, please call us immediately. Can we do a conference call immediately? Will you please respond? Pulling these guys off the air right now is a major mistake. And the response we got back from them was simply, well, I'm caught up in this hurricane season. I'm caught between flights, and I wish I had time to make it a priority, but I don't. That was a response we got back, and he'll deal with it when he comes to town the following week. By then, the story's over.
And, Jennifer, I was on the air at the time. Ken let me know right after the morning show about this email, so I went and took a look at it, and we talked a little bit amongst ourselves. And it was just clear to me at that point that the freedom, liberty, truth mantra that was being promoted was not really part of the agenda, that there was this decision maker that was going to happen. Somebody who said that, you know, until I can get into town and I can look Tom in the face and I can determine what's going on, and this is a quote, meaning the truth, those two gentlemen who had been regular, we were instrumental in getting Steve House elected.
Yes, we were.
Absolutely instrumental. And he had an open mic to defend himself, to tell his side of the story. Tancredo was making contribution after contribution over there on that other radio station, and I submitted my resignation about an hour later. I didn't go, you know, I've got a day job. I did not go to KLZ to make money or make a name for myself or anything else. I went to continue this march toward liberty in the state of Colorado and for our country. And to have a decision like that made, I just couldn't live with it. Now, I would have loved it if they would have cared enough to come back and say, look, let's go ahead and this is a priority. Let's talk about it. I think that the lineup might still be intact over there if there had been a conversation like that. But it wasn't. It was, okay, see ya. And so the rest of the guys felt exactly the same way.
Well, and Jennifer, I looked at the response that Randy got from the management over there, and I was kind of scratching my head, and I looked at the response I got from the email that I shot out within minutes of receiving the first email that said, no, these guys can't be on the air anymore. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, wait a second, this has never happened to me before. And I would think that management would have enough faith and enough trust in the judgment of a host that had been on the air for 5 years, never once caused them any pain whatsoever. And I broke some very controversial stories over there, and I've done some very interesting reporting, if you will, because I'm not afraid of it. Neither is Randy. Neither are you, Jennifer. You know the kind of things that we do over there. And never once did I put them in jeopardy. And I looked at that and I went, no way. And then when we got the response back, when Randy basically got no response and then did get a letter from Don Crawford Sr., and it was kind of like, well, your time's done, I looked at that and went, okay, this isn't going to change. So I made a decision, Chris Cook made a decision, and we sent them our resignations on that following Monday, and then we were perfectly willing to fulfill the remainder of the 30 days that were within our contract.
Yeah, I kind of blew that one, though, Jennifer.
Yeah, you blew it for all of us.
It's always the one kid in class that ruins it for everybody else. Thanks, Randy. Well, it's interesting to me to really reflect on your grassroots journalism style, and I think that is what exemplifies so many of us now in the media business. If you look at Peter Boyles, he really was the first one to really start covering the recalls other than you guys. He was the first one to really have the recall proponents come in studio, do money bombs on the air, raise money. And I have to chuckle just a bit because the morning that Brandy and I were on the air a couple of weeks ago when the Steve House story broke, we tuned in to another competitor, let's call that Brand Y, they weren't even talking about the story. So it just blows my mind how out to lunch some of the local media does seem to be. And boy, how the other station that you guys were with could have missed the point of this story. Boy, it is interesting.
And Jennifer, you know the media better than anybody I've ever met, and you're very, very good at it. And think about this from a business standpoint, from a marketing standpoint, from an advertising standpoint, from your listener standpoint. You've got the hottest story going right now, and you've got a station that has virtually an exclusive to the two main characters in this story, and you're going to ban them from being on the bandwidth with you? I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they have not learned the Kern's rule of there is no such thing as bad press.
hey, Jennifer. Hey,
yeah.
I know you're going to need to move on, but real quick, you were a big player in the Republican Party in California. You did the recalls here. You watched the fracture that's occurred in the Colorado GOP right now, and I think it's going to get worse, not better, before this is over if Steve House doesn't make the smart decision to resign. But how would you answer the activist that reached out to me this morning and said, what do we do right now to make sure that we don't lose sight of the most important goal, and that is defeating the progressive leftist Marxist agenda?
Well, you know, that is a great and I think timeless question, Randy, and I think you answered it quite well. But I'll add to this. I will say stay engaged. Stay in the game. Look, with the advent of Twitter and Facebook, we all have a microphone of sorts at our disposal. And that is create a Twitter account. If you've never been on Twitter before, well, guess what? You need to get on. If you haven't been that active on Facebook, guess what? Now's the time to start. Because if you have a state party apparatus that is not functional, it is going to be up to the people in the state of Colorado to truly make a difference in 2016. And it may be. A lot of people have been talking about a shadow party, that might even be led by Ryan Call at some point, that Ryan Call may be already working with the Republican National Committee and being sort of the Colorado GOP chairperson in the background that's going to do a workaround solution. Maybe he'll run a super PAC. Who knows? But there might be out there listening right now some folks that are just like the guys who started the Colorado recalls and who might say, you know what, we're not going to take 2016 lying down, especially not after the U.S. Supreme Court seems to be legislating from the bench. Our government seems to not be operating by the premise that we have three branches of government, and they're shoving Obamacare and gay marriage and all these other things that haven't been done by the will of the people. And those issues, everyone has their own opinion on them, but one thing we all agree on is that has been forced upon the people, not voted on by the people. And I think this, it's going to take some enterprising Coloradans to get together and maybe form their own super PAC. Maybe it's a grassroots Colorado super PAC started by the two of you.
Yeah, Jennifer, could I put an exclamation point on that?
Yeah.
Find those local groups like Margot Knudsen's Coffee for Conservatives. Show up at the Arapaho Tea Party. Make those connections, but then don't just go home until the next meeting. Go home and take what you've learned or those people that you've met. Put those things into action because this grassroots army is growing. You can't see it when you're looking at it minute by minute, but if you step back and take a satellite view, this thing is getting big, and we are going to win this battle.
And just in the last minute here, if I could say this, look at what we were able to accomplish in 2013 without the support of the state party. Now, we certainly had to accomplish that with the support of the local parties. The El Paso County party was great with Jeff Hayes and all those guys did their heavy lifting. Also, Pueblo County party at the leadership of Becky Mizell. But really, we were able to oust two of the highest ranking Democrats in the state of Colorado. And we did so without a single check from the party. I was there. We weren't mailed a check until after we were successful. You know, it's like people in Hollywood say, my agent was the guy who always believed me, .. when everybody else did. So once we were able to show we could win, That's when the money came in from the state party. So we did prove, the 12 of us plus a handful of other folks, did prove that we could accomplish something without the state party. Closing thoughts from you guys in our last 30 seconds here?
Well, Jennifer, thank you for extending the invitation to have us on the Dan Kaplis Show and you filling in from Washington, D.C. Really appreciate that. I'll be on the air again tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 a.m., filling in for Chuck and Julie on Wake Up on Saturday morning in 710 KNUS. Randy's going to be filling in with Craig Silverman.
Without Craig Silverman,
right after I'm done.
Yeah, we'll get some solo shots.
And I just wanted to cap it off this way, Jennifer, because you know, Randy, you know, one of our jobs behind this microphone is to give those listeners the information they're going to need in order to go out and make a difference. And quite frankly, nobody else does it. Nobody else does it. Nobody else has those kind of connections. Nobody else can dig into the weeds, and nobody else can give them the information they need to go out and make a difference. Randy?
And Jennifer, I've got nothing to add to that except thank you. Appreciate everything you've done for us. Have a great show, a safe Independence Day weekend, and thanks very much for sharing some of your mic time with us. We really do appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure, guys. Have a great Independence Day. And have to say, proud to know the two of you. And in the spirit of George Washington, just think, folks, if George Washington and his friends had allowed themselves to be silenced, if they had allowed themselves to be squelched by the king, there would be no United States of America. So thank you, guys.